Hello, Keita. This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Don Wiseman. Papua New Guinea has reaffirmed its support for the One China principle. Foreign Minister Justin Tuchinko told a visiting delegation from China that relations had been fostered since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1976. The delegation, led by Foreign Minister Wang Yi, signed MOUs to facilitate trade. Mr. Tuchinko commended China for its development assistance.
I want to take this opportunity to reassure as well the Foreign Minister Wang Yi of Papua New Guinea's support to the One China policy. In that connection, I want to acknowledge and encourage China's continued support in its implementation of the Chinese government-funded projects in PNG that has greatly contributed towards our development.
Samoa's Ministry of Health's issued advice for people to prevent dengue fever in a social media update. In its report for the period to April 14th, the ministry said Samoa had 216 laboratory-confirmed cases from November of last year, and 82 new cases have been reported since. A map of cases through to April 14 shows most of them in the Apia urban area northwest Upolu. There are villages with reported cases dotted around the rest of Samoa. The Ministry of Health recommends cleaning up stagnant water sources, wearing clothing to minimise mosquito bites, and using mosquito nets and repellents. American Samoa's governors issued an executive order establishing physical addresses in the territory. Talanea News reports Lemanu Monga saying American Samoa is one of the few remaining US territories and states without official physical addresses or location identifiers for streets, households, businesses, government or private facilities. He says this limits access to vital services and opportunities available to other US citizens. Under the executive order, a territorial physical address working group is established to advise the governor. Australia, the US and UK are talking to partner nations on the possibility of joining AUKUS, the US Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Affairs, Bonnie Jenkins, says the US has been in close consultations with Japan. Jenkins told journalists at a briefing that the US is not in a rush to expand AUKUS.
We've been having conversations with many countries about the goal of AUKUS, what AUKUS is, what we're trying to do with AUKUS. But I can certainly say that we have been, and not just the US, but also Australia, has also been doing a lot of engagements within the region to explain what AUKUS is, the goals, the rationale, what we hope to achieve, and just regular updates.
The US is set to deliver nuclear-powered submarines to Australia as part of Pillar 1 of the AUKUS agreement. International economists say Cook Islands is on track to record tourism numbers. The latest ANZ Pacific Insight report forecasts a 2% increase this year on record 2019 figures. There were over 170,000 tourists in 2019. This year, 175 people are forecast to visit. It's Cook Islands News reports the main tourism markets, New Zealand, Australia, Europe and the USA, were up significantly in the first quarter of this year. A new hydrogen refuelling station for heavy road freight has opened in Auckland, but the industry does not have a hydrogen-powered fleet to use it. Station is the latest of three in the North Island, though there are only two trucks and a growing bus fleet that can fuel up with hydrogen. Waitomo Chief Group Executive Simon Palm says there's interest from the trucking industry in hydrogen technology, but it needs support.
Tough economic times. The natural tendency is for businesses to sort of sweat some of their older assets. So we really want to see that incentive come from central government to help get those trucks in the road, whether it's 10, whether it's 50, you know, going to 100, that would be the dream.
In world news, the mayor and council of the US city of Baltimore say the owner and manager of a cargo ship that brought down a major bridge, killing six people last month, are both directly responsible. Their lawyers insist the Singaporean company should not be allowed to avoid legal liability. Our correspondent Benji Heyer reports.
The owner and operator of the huge Dali container ship are asking a federal judge to exonerate them for any related losses or damages, insisting in a court filing that the accident had not resulted from any fault, neglect or want of care on their part. The city of Baltimore is arguing otherwise. A federal and criminal investigation is underway, with the FBI looking into whether the 22-man crew still on board left the port unaware that the boat had systemic problems.
The US government is calling the allegations of Israeli forces burying hundreds of Palestinians in mass graves at a medical complex in Gaza incredibly troubling. Palestinian authorities reported finding more than 300 bodies at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis this week after it was abandoned by Israeli troops. US State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says the government has asked Israel for more clarity and information.
We have seen those reports, and the reports are incredibly troubling, and we're inquiring on this with the government of Israel.
Earlier, Israel's military rejected the Palestinian accusation, calling it baseless and unfounded. It says its attacks against Hamas militants in the area were precise and targeted. Meanwhile, the European Union's humanitarian chief is calling for international donors to support the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The plea follows the release of an independent review of UNRWA, which looked into an Israeli claim that hundreds of its staff in Gaza were members of terrorist groups. The review concluded that although UNRWA had some issues of neutrality, Israel has not provided evidence to support the claim. A lost guitar belonging to John Lennon in the 1960s is going up for auction after it was rediscovered in an attic during a house move. It's expected to fetch above its estimate of between $600,000 and $800,000 US. Here's World Watch's Charlie Drever.
Help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help.
When John Lennon was younger, so much younger than today, he played a 12-string guitar on the Beatles' iconic 1965 album, Help. But until recently, it had been laying undiscovered in an attic. Co-founder of Julian's Auctions, Martin Nolan, told Reuters the owners knew they had the instrument at one point through British musician Gordon Waller, but thought it had been lost. The guitar will be auctioned at the end of May in New York's Hard Rock Cafe and online.
In sport now, Drug-Free Sport New Zealand wants to know why anti-doping rules in China aren't the same as the rest of the world. 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned drug before the Tokyo Olympics, but the World Anti-Doping Agency let them off the hook, as they believed the athletes were inadvertently exposed to the drug through contamination. Drug-Free Sport New Zealand's CEO, Nick Patterson, says there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the revelations that have come out 3 years after the positive results.
We are really concerned about this as an outcome because it doesn't appear to us that the World Anti-Doping Code is being applied in China in the way that it's being applied in the rest of the world. In this situation, we would have expected there to have been a provisional suspension of the athletes in question, probably, where they are stood down from their sport.
Patterson says they'll be working with WADA to understand the situation better. Solomon Islands and New Caledonia were the early winners of the second edition of the OFC Futsal Men's Champions League tournament in Noumea. OFC Media says Martics FC from Honiara defeated Vanuatu's UNV FC 3-2 in a high-quality opener. The Noumea side, ASPTT, thrashed Tonga's Vai Tonga 11-2 in the second game. Games are continuing today. Meanwhile, Arsenal have gone 3 points clear at the top of the English Premiership after thrashing Chelsea 5-0. Arsenal are on 77 points, Liverpool on 74 and Manchester City on 74. City have 2 games in hand, Liverpool 1. That's the latest in news and sport from RNZ Pacific.